Brazil singer-songwriter Caetano Veloso has a new CD out, and it couldn't be more timely.
Estou triste, tão triste.
That song, Estou Triste, could be Brazil's national anthem today. I'm sad, is how that translates. I didn't believe it when I saw the 7-1 German defeat of the legendary Brazilians yesterday, but it was hard to deny the TV picture. One German ball going in the goal after another. Brazilian defender David Luiz was in tears as he walked off the field.
Brasil inteiro feliz pelo menos por causa do futebol.
He and his team had hoped to bring some happiness to Brazilians. Instead, the opposite. The team, the Seleção, made their country cry.
It's not the happiest day of my life.
I understand. That's Bruno de Almeida, the senior editor for soccer for Globo Esporte. What is the mood there today, Bruno?
Well, I went this morning to a newspaper stand, and I heard a couple of old men talking. And I think what they said defines what most of the Brazilians are thinking now. The old man said, it's like I lost a beloved relative. It's a very sad day. It's a mix of anger, shame. It's a very sad day.
I understand the shame, but what is the anger about? Is it anger at the players for not doing well, or is it anger at just the whole World Cup and Brazil and everything that's been invested in it?
Well, it's about the whole World Cup, you know, all the infrastructure that was promised and not delivered. It's also about the hope that we had in the national team, about the history of the yellow shirt. So I think the anger is not exclusive about the football. It's also about everything that's happening here in Brazil.
Has there ever been a loss as symbolically huge as this one? Probably not for Brazil, but ever?
No. Our biggest loss in Brazil that we always like to remember is the Maracanazo of 1950, the first World Cup that we lost against Uruguay, a 2-1 defeat that nobody expected when 200,000 people were at Maracanã waiting for the biggest party of all time, and then they have the huge silence of people leaving the stadium. And we had something really, really similar yesterday.
But it is a game. In the end, it's only a game. When do you think Brazil will be able to just kind of shrug and say that?
Marco, well, if you're in Brazil, if you're a Brazilian, we'll never say the sentence, that's only a game. That actually, football, it's part of Brazilian culture. To be Brazilian, it's to know about football. It's to feel football and to follow it, even if you don't like football. Football, it's present in our language. You know, when you want to say something's good, you say, oh, that's a soccer good. It's an expression that we say in Portuguese. You know, it's not only a game for Brazil. It's something that we're really proud about. That's not many things that we're proud about in Brazil. So that's why that's so important.
As you said, that yellow jersey, the Brazilian jersey, it pretty much says everything. It's an incredibly strong brand. We're hearing here that the fallout from this loss could have political implications, even for President Dilma Rousseff. Is that possible?
Yes.
Explain that.
As football is so inside Brazilian culture, everything that happens in football has a direct influence of people's lives, including political life. I don't think that protests and riots are going to happen during the World Cup. But after the World Cup, it's going to be a hard time for all politicians in general. When people are unhappy, they tend to maximize their feelings towards the common enemy. And the common enemy at this time, the whole politic world in Brazil, because we had a very expensive World Cup. And lots of infrastructure things we didn't deliver. They promised big airports, big roads, and, well, not all were delivered. So I think that we can have some protests after the World Cup.
Well, Bruno, I usually take the it's only a game kind of line on these occasions, but I do wish you and all Brazilians condolences today.
Well, I have to agree. It's only a game. You're right about that. But it's difficult to say that in a culture where the football is so close to our hearts.
Bruno de Almeida, senior editor for soccer or football for Globo Esporte in Sao Paulo. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.